Love Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. It's the last show for March. We've had over 95,000 listens, 5,000 to go to that magic 100,000 listener mark. Who knows if you'll be the 100,000th listen to the Norm Ed Night Show. I don't know if we'll ever know who exactly it will be, but I am really getting excited for that day. That's also when we will try and figure out exactly what's going on. If you want to call the show, you can dial up and you can reach me at 347-945-6713. Or you can come into the chat room and log into the chat room. I'm really excited to be on tonight, though I'm not exactly feeling 100%, and I actually may have to cut this a little bit short, especially if I don't get a lot of attention out there. Today was the big court case, gay marriage. I really would love to hear what you all think about it. My view of gay marriage has gone back and forth. But I can tell you one thing. If gay marriage is okay, then I think, and I think that it is, I don't think we should be making laws. Then polygamous marriage should be okay, too. I mean, if gay people get married, I think all the polygamists who are currently in jail should be released from jail. I think there's a whole bunch of things that we have to start rethinking about. This is a very serious kind of rethinking of rights and people. I want to hear your opinion. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. I am going to wait here for somebody to call or somebody to come into the chat room. I'll be right back. I got my coffee's hot. I got to go get it.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm back. I hope you can hear me. Oh, I'm doing that silly double stuff. Well, I had a real nice lunch today. I went over to see my friend. Shout out to any of my friends who are listening into the show, especially my friend Young, who is skiing near Pittsburgh, and I'm really excited about
that for her, it should be a real fun time. I never really cared for skiing, but that's a whole other issue. A shout out to my friend Ashut, who is in, well, he was in New York City. Now he's at Hampshire College, where he went to school, and he's visiting with friends of his, and I hope that the liberals from Hampshire are listening in and that they give me a call here at 347-945-6713. Right now, I got nobody in the chat room. I got nobody online. I'm not really sure who I'm talking to, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about. I did see a disturbing movie the other day about human trafficking in Bosnia, and about it was a sort of a docudrama about a woman who went to work for the UN, American police officer, and tried to put a dent in the human trafficking in Bosnia, and where she was a peacekeeper. And to be perfect, it was very depressing. It was very, very depressing. But we're going to talk about, you know, I mean, the topics that we're open to hear about are gay marriage. What do you think? This is your chance. I'm not going to say anything. You don't have to respond to me. I don't have to respond to you. Let's just get our ideas out there for listeners to listen to. The Senate's passed a budget. The House has passed a budget. And now it's time for a conference. And it looks like we're actually starting to get legislative movement. At least there is something on the table for both parties to talk about. There is something to bring to conference. That is actually a very good thing. So what do you think about the Senate budget? What do you think about the House budget? What do you think about... why can't I think of the guy's name in the House? Paul Ryan, what do you think about Paul Ryan's budget? What do you think about Harry Reid's budget? What do you think about the four Democrats that voted against the Democrats' budget? You can bet in the next few weeks the vice president will be around the Senate chamber just in case they need a vote to break the tie. That would be kind of that would be kind of interesting to see that happen. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We had some snow here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. It came yesterday, actually closed some of the schools. 2 or 3 inches on the ground, that wet, slushy kind of snow. Snowmen started to pop up everywhere, and then the sun came out, and it's really kind of funny, just sort of the remnants of the snowmen are all that are on the lawns. I went to hear the big boy last Thursday. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that a lot. He played the legend. I love to hear the legend. He sent it out to me. Not that I am a legend by any stretch of the imagination. I just really like the song. It's about a guy who just went to play rock and roll and just moved from place to place. And not about a dog with a bigger bone. If you're not in the mood for a one-night stand, you better leave the legend alone. I am not a one-night stander. It's not something that I did regularly before I got married. I can promise you that. And I haven't done it at all in the last 30 years. I can't really think of anything more I want to say. And the pain in my stomach is really bothering me. So we've got gay marriage, or the whole idea of marriage. What is marriage? Let's talk about that. If everybody has this basic right to get married, what is this right? What is this thing married? You know, 347-945-6713, and you'll be talking with us, and we can try to define marriage, first of all, then heterosexual marriage, then gay marriage, then polygamous marriage. But what, no matter what form it takes, what is this marriage thing? What does it mean, and why is it important? Somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713, and you'll be on with the left-hander. I'm waiting for you here. Oh, you know, and the gun battle rages on. Yes, it does. And I need somebody. No one will quite explain it to me. If after you do a background check of me that says I can buy a gun, is there going to be a record of me buying a gun? So people know where to go get them if ever the law becomes such that you can't have them. And don't tell me that can't happen. All of the amendments have changed over the years, as well they should, because we've become a different country over the years. First of all, the amendments were meant to protect the states, and now after the states were soundly defeated in the Civil War, those amendments have come through court decisions to define the rights of the people. And to be blunt, we're having a resurrection of states' rights right now in the country. One of the things that it's always been an area of controversy, but it was overshadowed by the fact that the issue that states' rights were first argued about was indeed slavery. And the slavery issue itself probably, at least in my mind, transcended the states' rights issues, and states' rights came to be branded as a bad idea. Well, let's take slavery away. Now, I'm not sure that states' rights becomes such a bad thing, but I'm willing to argue or talk about that for sure. 347-945-6713. I'm all alone here tonight. It really sucks. And I'm waiting for somebody to call me, anybody. I thought I was going to get some East Coast callers from Hampshire College and some West Coast callers from the San Francisco area. My regulars, we get fired up and going like we did last week. But I'm not sure. Oh, boy, I had a really poopy day. I went to a Vietnamese restaurant, had a very nice lunch, a salad. Of course, I'm at home now. Nobody's here. It's like usual. Well, nobody's here. I'm all alone. And so I'm doing the Norm at Night Show. Why don't you give me a call and keep me company? 347-945-6713. So are you for or against guns? Are you for or against assault weapons? Should I be able to have a 30-clip magazine? Should the police officers be able to have a 30-clip magazine or a 30-shot clip or whatever you want to call it, bullet holder? I don't really care. If I can't have one, should the police have one? When the policeman squeezes that trigger and they start flying out the barrel, those bullets don't know who they're killing. But anyway, I don't see anybody lighting up my switchboard. We're 15 minutes in. Oh, my God. I'm afraid I may actually... have to go dead air because I'm getting tummy rumbles, and that's never a good sign. Something happened at that Vietnamese restaurant. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. If you've never been to a Korean barbecue, y'all need to go and do that. I sure did enjoy that. They cooked the meal right in the middle of the table. That was pretty damn cool. I liked it. I went to a hibachi grill not very long ago, and I'd been to one of those before. This guy was good, but I don't think he was as good as the first guy. But he got the egg up in the air, cracked it, got it onto the – actually, it was my daughter's. I didn't put an egg in mine. But I gave him a tip, and sure enough, he did his thing with that egg. Up in the air, crack, yolk, no shells, yolk and white all over the meal or the stuff that she had put on her plate. He got rid of the shells without him touching the griddle. It was a pretty amazing thing. Actually, I like to watch the sticks at a Mongolian barbecue, too, the way they push the fresh food around the stone as it cooks. Hibachi grill was, I liked that a lot too. Oh, and the one thing they had at this hibachi, what do you call it? This hibachi, all you could eat was they had a really good sushi chef, and the people were taking it as fast as he was making it, so it really was fresh and good and tasty. I liked it a great deal. And if you just up on Route 301 in Crofton, it's really, really very, very good. Last Saturday night, God, I feel like I'm doing a restaurant show here, but last Saturday night, I was excited to go to the Bonefish Grill because I'd heard all kinds of good things about it. The main course was good. That really was tasty, and I enjoyed it. The appetizer, the calamari, was like eating a rubber ball. I didn't care for that at all. It was pretty chewy. That was a no-go. The service generally could have been a little better. Would I go there again? Probably not. Because it wasn't about, not because the food was bad, because it was all right, although the gabons of beans, or the beans and spinach, you know, there was lots of beans and not much spinach, so I wasn't too happy about that. The scalloped potatoes, I asked for them. I should have been happy. They were all right, nothing special about them. The stuffed turbo was good. That really was tasty. Carol liked the trout that she had. What did Nancy and Sean? I forget what Nancy had. But Sean had the same thing I did, and that was real tasty. Yeah, we had a very nice time. Well, how about that guy, you know, he did take the lump sum in the Powerball. After taxes, he got $120-some million. That's a pretty amazing sum of money. You know, I don't know what you do with it, how you put that in the bank, but he did. And so that will be pretty interesting. Well, you know, I put a lot of things out on the table here. I can't talk about them by myself. 347-945-6713, and I'll be happy to have a talk with you. Anyone? Come on into the chat room. We'll talk there. I'm not going to go much past 9:30 if we don't see some activity here. The weather is supposed to get nice. The sun was pretty bright today. Most of the snow that came yesterday was gone. I just had a ham sandwich for dinner. I didn't bother making any. I was going to make spaghetti with the meatballs, you know, that I really like those meatballs from the last time. But Carol's not here. Margaret's not here. I don't know what's happening. And so here I am, 20 minutes in the norm at night, feeling a little bit, oh, I don't know what you call it. But we got about 38 minutes to go. So anything you want to say, there's no callers in the queue right now, nobody in the chat room. And let's talk about, you know, we can talk about Steubenville a little bit. It got really pretty hot last week. And I was wondering, you know, what exactly is this thing called rape culture? I'm just afraid to talk because, to be honest, what happened at Steubenville seemed really insignificant next to what's happening to people in Bosnia and Serbia and Eastern Europe and the whole trafficking in women and sexual slavery. If the movie I watched was even half reflective of what's actually going on, it's enough to make you throw up. I'm really not 100% sure about how people can do that to each other. Or I'm sure I could, to be perfectly honest. I'm sure any of us could. I mean, look at what the freaking Germans did. And, you know, the seven was just amazing. One of the interesting things we had a discussion about at lunch today was the seven deadly sins. Lust. We all have that problem. G-L-U-T-T. Gluttony. I think I have greed. Sloth. I don't know. That's a wrath or anger. Let's call it anger rather than wrath. Envy. That's actually, and pride. Those are the seven deadly sins. If you want to call up, 347-945-6713 and talk about the deadly sins, I would love to. Another interesting thing we could talk about are the seven virtues. We'll put them next to the sins. One is chastity. Two is temperance, which is the opposite of gluttony, I guess. Charity is contrasted with greed. That's an interesting pair. Diligence, I like that word. Is diligence is put up against sloth. Patience goes with anger or wrath. Envy, kindness. Kindness is, you know, that's, as I've told a lot of different people, if there's anything they're going to put with or write on my tombstone, I hope it was he tried to be kind. And humility. I'm not too big on humility, although I'm sure I would be. Another interesting thing, each of the sins has a demon. Lucifer goes with pride. Mammon, wow. That's one you don't hear of too often. Mammon goes with greed. Asmodeus goes with lust. Asmodeus goes with lust. Leviathan, that's a freaking whale. Leviathan goes with envy. Beelzebub goes with gluttony. This is really kind of fun. It's taken me a while to write these down. Amun or Satan goes with anger. We'll just call him Satan. And Belphegor goes with sloth. I haven't really heard some of these before. So I got that all written down. That's really kind of interesting. Well, let's see what's happening here. I still got nobody in the chat room, and I've got nobody on the phone line. And let me just go back here. That's right. I never knew about the demons. Okay. A Jesuit scholar's claim the most common deadly sin confessed by men is lust, and for women it's pride. That's if you really want to find out about the seven deadly sins, you can actually read Dante Alighieri's Divine Comedy, which, by the way, was the first great work of art, not written in Latin, but in the vernacular of the native Italian. And Matthew Pearl wrote another great book called The Dante Club, which you can find in the library or at the bookstore. It's a great read. I enjoyed that. And then there's a modern film called Seven. I'm going to go see what this really is about. It's a 1995 American thriller film. That's pretty cool. Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman star in it. You know, I wonder if you can find this on Netflix. We're going all afield here. But let's go look for it and see. this would give me something to watch tonight. That's where I saw, by the way, that's not spelled, but that's where I saw the Seven is unavailable to stream. Isn't that a bite? That's really The Seven Samurai. Now that was a good movie. Seven, Dan, there's all kinds of interest in Seven. But the movie I wanted, of course, is not available to stream. Still nobody home. We're into the second half hour. Still nobody home. The seventh deadly sin. I guess that's what human nature is all about, huh? Let's go back and take a look here. Oh, wait, here's some. What are the cardinal virtues? Maybe these are the same things. These were the big four that they talked about at prudence, justice, Wakefield School, where I taught, used to have these all over the wall, temperance. What else do we have here? And finally, fortitude or courage. Fortitude or courage. That's a real interesting. These actually came to the four virtues, or the cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, temperance and fortitude, supposedly, came from Plato and were expanded on by Cicero. Then the Christians, St. Ambrose and Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, picked up on them. And they're called cardinal virtues because they're the hinged virtues. They're the hinges on which a moral life swings. That's kind of a now St. Ambrose called them, as we said, the cardinal virtues, and St. Augustine, this is really St. Augustine made them a part of the church. And then of course there are the three cardinal virtues, faith, hope, and charity. I actually have known women in my life by all three of those names. Faith was somebody that I taught. Hope, Paulina, Hope Rodolphe I actually went on a date to Crystal Beach, Ontario with Hope Rodolphe, and Charity was the secretary of the office I worked at. And she was a very nice person, but those virtues. Now, the symbols of the cardinal virtues were prudence was a book. Temperance was a wheel and a bridle. That's really, I guess, to hold you back. That's a good, that makes sense. Fortitude was armor because you can be brave. A lion often was fortitude. And finally, justice was a sword or balance. We're talking about some real interesting things here. And Norm at Night, we're down to about 15 minutes. This is really kind of cool. Seven cardinal sins, seven virtues, theological faith, hope, and charity. And hope, you know, always going to get to heaven. That was... That was very cool. And so I got all this good stuff. It's really very interesting. Doesn't appear Hey, Libertarian Ho, well, hello there. I just got word that my usual caller from Whatchamajigger, the West Coast, is not logging in. Something, they're setting up a new network. Hey, 2139 guest, I'm glad to have you here. Why don't you call in? Be good to have another voice with me. And, oh, God, we could talk about all these virtues and gay marriage and polygamy and prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. We could have just a great old time. So how many of these virtues were on... We're on display in Steubenville. We sure didn't see much prudence on anybody's part. Justice. Now, there's a real interesting question. Did we have justice in Steubenville? We sure didn't have any temperance. Nobody held themselves back. And we definitely didn't have much fortitude. Not one of those boys had the fortitude to step up and put a stop to that. There was no kindness, very little humility, no charity for that girl. That's And no chastity on her part or the boy's part. So let's see, which ones of the demons were working hard? Libertarian Hoedown, I can't get over that name. Which one of the demons were working hard in Steubenville? Well, yeah, I guess Lucifer, because there was a lot of false pride going on where people thought they could do, especially the boys, that they could do just anything. The young lady, Beelzebub, was there because the young lady sure didn't have much temperance. Asmodeus was there because lust ran wild. Envy, you know what? There probably was a lot of sick envy there, and that's why the boys who weren't involved may have actually put some of the pictures on the web. I guess we're all going to have to exercise some patience and see what's going on here. Well, we're under 20 minutes, and I've been talking for a long, long time. So I don't forget, if any of you get down to the Zoo Bar, that's in Washington, D.C., on Connecticut Avenue, I recommend it highly. It's across the street from the Connecticut Street Zoo, and it's just a great place. It's small, intimate. The music's always live, at least Thursday through Sunday, and the music's always good. They have the best blues music, no question about it, in Washington, D.C. Personally, every Thursday, the Big Boy Little Band does the blues jam, and I sure do like to go to the blues jam on Thursday. If you play, bring your instrument, because they love people to join in. The first Saturday of the month is when the Big Boy Little Band plays a full show on Saturday night. Starts about 10. And Friday, the first Friday night, Lisa Lim and her band play down there, and they're just great. She's trying to get a new album out, and she's crowdsourcing to try to raise funds, and I think it's just a super-duper thing to do. Somebody in the chat room says that they want to become a blues guitarist, and I'm telling you, if you love the blues, you just go onto YouTube and you look at the Big Boy Little Band. Lots of their songs in all kinds of the venues where they play are on YouTube. And this Saturday, because March has five Saturdays, and so they even... So the fill-in group at the Zoo Bar, well, they're not really fill-in. They're just play on the fifth Saturday when there is one, and that's Ann Chidero. And you think you're, you know, in a blues bar somewhere during the Harlem Renaissance when Ann comes in to sing. She's not Billie Holiday, but she's awfully good. And I love listening to her. She puts on a great show. The second Friday band is also pretty good, too. That's Suki Blues. It's a New Orleans kind of jazz. I mean, New Orleans kind of blues. And some rock and roll, some good old rock and roll. That's always... a lot of fun, and there's just, but just go to ZooBarDC.com, I think that's the name, just, or Google ZooBarDC, and you will get the zoo, and it's really a great, great place to go, have a few drinks, and listen to some blues. I had a great time listening to the blues last Thursday. But I'm not 100% sure exactly what's happening. Hey, guest 2139, what do you think about what we've been talking about? We got about 15 minutes left, and I don't know if I'm going to get all the way. I'm going to give it a try. What else do I have to talk about? You know, one of the things that's really what's the word I'm looking for, that really makes me feel bad. Nobody really is thinking about the victim or the Steubenville stuff. There's a great column I read about how everybody's talking about, oh, how the poor boys' lives are ruined. Yeah, they are. They are. Is that justice? I don't know. And I'd love to talk about it on the air. But in order to do that, somebody's got to call me. I thought we'd have a whole lot more calls tonight. I'm feeling really pretty bad. If you want to call me, we got about just over 14 minutes left. It's 347-945-6713. One of the things I'm going to do is for next Tuesday, I'm going to try. Somebody just said gold's price was down today. I got the blues. Yeah, gold's price was down. I got the blues. Oh, boy. Actually, I was talking with some people online yesterday about money as a medium. And in terms of Marshall McLuhan, and it was a great conversation. I really, really had a great time doing it. It was actually pretty international. There was a Russian. There were a couple of people from the Netherlands. There was somebody from London. There was me. I guess you'd say Washington, D.C., even though I'm in Bowie, which is just outside of Washington, D.C., actually. And there was a couple other people, and it was in this online reading group that I'm in. And that was a lot of fun. I know what I could do. Let me see if I can do this. Somebody was typing something, though, and I want to... where to go? Oh, there you go, Libertarian Hoedown. I got to hand it to the cult. He comes up with some great, great names. I can't wait. Libertary, you should look at Modern Monetary Theory. Money is a lubricant. Yeah, yes, it's like KY jelly. It just makes getting fucked better. Oh, God. Sorry for that bad joke. I don't even want to think about... Libertarian or LHD is coming back at me after that one. Money, the KY jelly of social intercourse. Oh, I'm really getting bad today. I was looking at some Romanian art this afternoon that after someone explained it to me, it was a giant vagina. And I'm not really 100% positive. Wait a minute. I'm about to cross this show over. It's supposed to be for everyone, and it is. And I apologize to anybody who was offended for those last couple of things. And I hope you don't stop listening. We got about 10 minutes left, and... there is something I want to do. Webmail, Verizon.net. Let me see if I can get this email. Boy. Yeah, I know. I got my show on the air. I don't understand. I don't even know who Long Scott is. Well, I can't worry about that. Uh-oh. I was going to, the story I found here, I don't think it was, anyway, here's a little story for you. I don't know. Oh, I better not. My writer's group may get all upset if I read you this story. I don't think it was revised. It was lengthened is what it was. It's what I think. I don't think it's revised, but anyway, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but that's the Norm at Night Show. You never know what the Norm at Night Show is going to be talking about. No calls tonight, though. Matzo ball soup. And serving it with a spiral ham. Hey, you know, I saw lamb roasts in the Wegmans. They were $95, a crown lamb roast. It was amazing. But the family's coming over for Easter dinner to my house. On Sunday, and so that's going to be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Easter's a very nice day, and yeah, I thought it was pricey too, LHD. You're damn right it was pricey, and I couldn't direct the So I thought, well, I'm just going to come to these racks of lamb and make my own crown. I mean, the racks were like $18, $19 a piece. But you never know. Well, we got about 6 minutes left. So I don't know if I've ever been shut out completely as far as live calls. I got a lot of people here in the chat room now. But that's okay. See, I don't know if you'll hear Big Boy Little. I wonder what happens if I do this. YouTube. Let me try Big Boy Little. Let's see if you can hear Big Boy. How blue can you get? Big Boy Little, how blue can you get? it doesn't seem to be working here, and I'm not 100% sure why. How blue can you get? Because I'm having a little trouble getting it coming through here, and there we go. But that was the big boy. I'm going to get his album. I got permission from him, so I don't think the Blog Talk people will give me any trouble. But I'm going to go out of here since I don't have any calls. There's a few people in the room. I'm going out of here like I came in with a lot of bad habits. This is Norman Knight leaving you from Bowie, Maryland.